Hachette Audio presents Death of a Ghost, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm. For my two angels, Christina Green and David Shelley. Chapter 1. The Murmur of the Morning Ghost. Sidney Thompson Dobell. Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth was feeling trapped. He had started an affair with the head of the Strathbane Forensic Department, Christine Dalray, and had begun to feel as if he had been arrested. His police station home in the village of Lochdoo in Sutherland was no longer a refuge. He often thought wearily that he should have known that a woman who could head and command a department of boozy male chauvinists would be a control freak. Christine was attractive to look at, with long legs and curly hair, but she managed his meals, his dress, and how they performed in bed. Hamish was afraid to ditch her in case she told the authorities that his sidekick, Police Constable Charlie Carter, was staying at a basement flat in the Tommel Castle Hotel. Charlie was too clumsy to have in the police station, but he was kind, hard-working, and amiable, which is why Hamish found himself one morning whistling for his dogs and fleeing the station to join Charlie for breakfast before Christine woke. So far, he had kept his worries about life with Christine to himself, but as he relaxed in Charlie's cosy little flat in front of the peat fire while Charlie fried sausages, he was overcome with a desire to share his troubles. So when breakfast was over, Hamish said awkwardly, "I want rid of Christine." Charlie was a giant of a man with childlike blue eyes and fair hair. "I saw that coming."